This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. The mayor says it's another provincial cutback that will disproportionately hurt Toronto. And this after we learned exactly how the 30% cut in legal aid funds will be implemented. Some specialty clinics in areas like tenants' rights and advocacy for the elderly will see their budgets slashed, as well as some funding for lawyers representing low-income clients. Is this going to affect you? Is this something we should be upset about? The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And right now, let's go to criminal lawyer and commentator Ari Goldkind, and Laura Tamblyn-Watts from CARP is still with us. Hey, Ari and Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Ari, so you will no longer be paid for bail hearings. Why should we worry about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Libby. I don't think a lot of your listeners are going to be affected by this, but their politics and their values are. And why this is important, and I'm not going to speak about CARP or the other cuts to immigration or refugee or other tenant-like clinics. That's not my focus here. The most important stage for somebody who gets charged with a crime, and imagine, hypothetically, somebody who may not actually be guilty. I know it's hard for people to get their heads around, but try, is the bail stage. And if you don't get bail, you're stuck in a horrible, rotten jail that even the far rightiest of far righty people understand how horribly they're run, how horribly they're managed, and you're going to be stuck in jail around a bunch of gangbangers and violent people, shooters and murderers. The idea that you're stuck in jail because now we're moving Canada and Ontario specifically to a U.S.-style public defender system that every single apolitical study knows doesn't work, that unbelievably falls on the back of poor people who can't call up their famous lawyer, their Marie Hennin lawyer, their Johnny Cochran, and say, here's a couple grand to get me out. In Canada and in Ontario specifically, legal aid, even though I would work an eight-hour day, spend the night before planning a bail hearing, Libby, legal aid would give me 2 hours, about $300. Imagine lawyer charging $150 an hour. There aren't too many who do that, Libby. But lawyers would show up to the court to get their client out because the duty counsel system, public defender system, is overworked and overburdened. The Ford government has doubled down and said, we've already got somebody there, so we're not letting anybody ever again for certain kinds of bail hearings use their own lawyer, which is going to create a mess in the courts, Libby. And why should your listeners now matter? Because your taxes are going to go up for all the people now stuck in jail who aren't a menace to society, and for new prisons to likely be built, because that's what's going to come of this.
Okay, let's bring in Laura. Now, I saw that there were cuts to things like tenants' advocacy clinics, and my understanding of it was that there were cuts to clinics that engage in more advocacy than representation. And now you're telling me about a cut to the Advocacy Center for the Elderly.
Yeah, the way that this government has announced it has been absolutely appalling. They broke and then 2 days later, they actually started rolling out bits and pieces, and they have not been clear on how devastating this is actually going to be. So Ontario has been a leader in having hub-based community clinics, which is very cost-effective and absolutely engages in individual representation. Perhaps nearest and dearest to our heart is the Advocacy Center for the Elderly.
And Jay Midas, who is a friend of the show and very knowledgeable.
They are absolute leaders in the field. There's a very few of them. They do tremendous work in representation in courts and helping people on an everyday basis. They also support best practices in the fields. So the idea that a cut to the Advocacy Center for the Elderly is not going to affect individual is absolutely not true. They have a huge, huge group of people that they represent. People who are most vulnerable, people who are poorest, only those people can get representation. But they, what they also do is try to bring the entire field up, and they try to make sure that the problems don't happen to begin with. This is the most ill thought through cut that we have yet seen.
Wow. And do you have any kind of idea how many people will be affected by it?
Their client list is huge, and they're always trying to manage both the individual client representation. So again, these are just to make sure you understand how desperate and vulnerable the people that they represent are. They are older people. They are people who don't have social power, and they have to be able to qualify for legal aid, which is a very, very, very low threshold. So those people who are in their most vulnerable situations, who are typically subject to elder abuse, now will have nobody that they can turn to. It is, you know, ill-conceived, and it will be a direct attack on our most vulnerable older people.
Well, we're going to have to follow up on that right now. We are out of time on this. Thank you so much, lawyer Ari Goldkind and Laura Tamblyn Watts. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.